Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, now we've got Mike on the line who's got a question about the kitchen sink. What happened?
Well, Leslie, I've got this kitchen sink that I caulked around with the antimicrobial caulking, and I've still got mold growing. What am I doing wrong?
Ooh.
Well, there's a couple of things that you might want to try because you're going to do this, obviously, all over again. First of all, remove all the old caulk. You may need to use a caulk stripper for that, which is a way to soften the old caulk and make sure you get it all out there. Then the next thing is you're going to have to wipe the lip of this down with a bleach and water solution so that we make sure we kill any mildew or fungus or mold growth that's
living
left
on
behind.
There.
Exactly. And then after that, I would use a silicone caulk. And probably a white silicone caulk, assuming that's a good color that works for you. And I think if you caulk it correctly and use the silicone, it's much more likely to stand up to the test of time and perhaps not grow any new mold quite so mm-hmm. quickly.
And make sure that area is totally dry before you apply the new caulk, because you don't want to trap anything back there.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Thank you so much for the help.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, helping Mike go mold-free in mm-hmm. Texas.
I just re-caulked all of the counter to backsplash, as a matter of fact, at my house in the kitchen.
Did it come out good?
Well, it came out really good. You know, when we first installed the tile, you know, to keep costs down, I bought a less expensive tile and then went with a pro to help me cut it and put it in on a diamond. And of course, sometimes the pros like to use the grout as the layer of
caulk, right?
You know,
and it doesn't expand.
It doesn't last. So it's
right.
We kept it there as long as we could until now we had gaping openings. And then I was like, all right.
Time to move on.